I think there's been a lot of criticism of Drew Harris in relation to his implementation of the community, the policing model that was implemented in 2019, and a policing model that was really a kind of a hypothetical model that was uncosted or untested, but was implemented on the basis that these serious reforms would help with the relation to future policing in Ireland. It hasn't really gone that way. It has kind of backfired in a lot of ways. And one of them was I suppose when you look at the vote that the representative association took, a no confidence vote in them, and the issue in relation to rosters, the issue in relation to senior Garda officers not applying for senior positions because of a tax issue. There are so many issues in relation to his tenure of office within the Garda Síochána. Now, a lot of guys were saying, and girls would tell you, the suffocating oversight and the bureaucracy that has increased within the Garda Síochána, afraid to do their jobs. I've always said, take the shackles off the Garda and let them do their jobs. Let's see more foot patrols, more mobile patrols. You know, don't give us the snapshot of a bank holiday weekend with 3,000 offences committed, road traffic offences committed over a weekend. Let's see it continuous for the 365 days in the year. I mean, the photo shoots, we had the Dublin riots, we had the Coolock riots, we've had issues with extremism, all of that. That hasn't been dealt with properly. And unfortunately, we see now that model that was untested and uncosted should be taken a back burner.
It would appear that, it's quite clear that you feel that his tenure as Garda Commissioner has been unsuccessful, and it looks as though he's leaving a number of issues for his successor.
Well, he has. And the big problem was that those, not just Drew Harris himself, but those in the policing authority and the Department of Justice, including the Minister, have also to take the blame in relation to the issues governing in Garda Síochána. While they're quick to show the failures with members of the force who have committed criminal acts, and I have no qualms about saying those who commit criminal acts who wear the Garda uniform should be sacked and or face serious disciplinary and criminal investigation. The issue was diverting away from that and focusing on something like this, that the issue of recruitment or retention was a big problem. The issue of rostering was a big problem. And there was a schism in public relations between the senior Garda authorities and those on the ground. And that is a failure of senior Garda management in Garda headquarters.